More proof that President Trump's jobs, jobs, jobs mentality is making real waves. Our friends to the north, Ontario, Canada, seems like taking a page out of the Trump playbook. Premier Doug Ford is with us.
We have so many jobs right now in Ontario, we don't have enough people to fill the jobs. So if you know of any good people on Fox, come on up to Toronto, Ontario, and we'll put you to work.
And Premier Ford is in New York proudly promoting the changes our government is implementing to make Ontario open for business.
It's rewarding to the people of Ontario that we're here. We're telling every single sector we're open for business, open for jobs. They're excited. They're excited about our government, about the pro-business, pro-job, pro-people legislation that we've been passing.
Some of what you are hearing here is news. Some of it is talk, opinion. Some is public relations, spin, or maybe it's outright propaganda. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 2, Episode 13. Whether a New York TV talk show host thinks the Premier of Ontario is following the playbook of Donald Trump probably does not matter very much. But it does matter that Ontario Premier Doug Ford is courting right-wing U.S. media coverage, attacking mass media at home, excluding established radio, TV, and newspaper organizations from effective presence at his events, and staging fake news coverage of his own. It matters a lot. Ford, you may be aware, and I covered this in Season 1, Episode 2, is a politician who made his name with the public by using radio, traditional mass media. Ford, like his brother, now deceased, Rob Ford, who was loved by many but frequently embarrassed Toronto, established his political brand by attacking the status quo and downtown elites during weekly appearances on talk radio in Toronto. It's a little rich in my mind for Ford to be trash-talking mass media news organizations just months into his term as premier then. Here he is outside an office in the Ontario legislature in December 2018.
So the NDP and the Liberals, they can't keep up to us. They can't keep up to us because we're doing a great job. And now the official opposition is the media. You see it today. And good luck over the next 3.5 years. I look forward to working with the media party.
So, it might not surprise you that when Ford planned a promotional trip to New York City for April 29th and 30th, he did it without giving Toronto media time to arrange coverage. It is certainly disappointing, unbecoming of the Premier's office, I think, for Ford or anyone on his staff to then criticize Toronto media for not being in New York. According to some reporters who regularly report on the Ontario government and cover events in the legislature and in Queen's Park in general, there was no indication from Ford's office that the trip was planned until after 4 p.m. on the day before. Could an enterprising reporter from Toronto book a flight and get to New York for the next day? Of course. So I'm not letting mass media news outlets off the hook entirely. But Ford gets it his way. He gets his trip unencumbered by Canadian reporters tagging along. He gets his appearance on a talk show on Fox TV. He says his piece unchallenged. And then, with the New York streets as the backdrop, he gets his propaganda public relations camera time on Ontario News Now. That's a public relations crew imitating news workers. The person who portrays a reporter on camera, a former talk show producer from radio in Toronto.
Premier Ford says our government is eliminating outdated and ineffective regulations so Ontario can remain competitive and attract new business.
So when you get rid of regulations, because regulations cost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to small, medium, and large companies, again, it just blazes a trail for companies to come to Ontario, open up, have the greatest talent pool in the world. We have the most skilled people anywhere in the world right here in Ontario.
For Ontario News Now, I'm Lindsay Vanstone.
This is not news. It's public relations. Spin. The Premier of Ontario is responding to questions he wants to be asked by someone who works for him. It's propaganda. Worse, perhaps, there's no legitimate news coverage available because reporters or their bosses were not enterprising enough to book that flight to New York for the next day, or maybe not willing or not allowed to spend the money. Allison Jones of the Canadian Press reports on Twitter that on the Friday before the New York trip, she asked the Premier about his plans for the following Monday. There was no reference to New York in the response from his office, she says. Full disclosure, I was for several years a national news anchor and sometimes reporter at the Canadian Press. But if Ford's office misled or deceived or just didn't disclose to the Canadian Press, that organization, in my view, made a news judgment error of its own. It did not pick up and distribute one single piece of audio from Ford's appearance on the Fox News talk show or from any other aspect of the trip. The only story the wire moved for radio on the afternoon Ford was concluding his visit makes it clear is relying on a statement from the Premier. No reporter had direct contact with him. The Canadian Press Newswire is the source of most provincial government news for most radio stations in each of the provinces across Canada. Ford, in this case, gets the coverage he wants. PR, spin, propaganda. What Donald Trump is doing to undermine trust in mass media, democracy, decency, and goodwill in the United States is certainly newsworthy. Not just there, not just here, worldwide. News workers and news consumers should not be smug or uninformed about it. They should recognize that very similar things are happening in Canada, and not just in Ontario. But Doug Ford's new and open contempt for mass media who report news to the people is a very troubling sign that must not be ignored.
Let's get Fox up to Canada.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.